matter and forces and energy reveal themselves elsewhere in the cosmos, enabling science to be an enterprise at all. The fact that what happens on Earth happens elsewhere. The next set of three is all about the blood and gore of the cosmos. It's cosmic catastrophes, really. We learn about how black holes rip apart stars, and in fact, we take a person and toss a person into a black hole. Not really, but we describe what would happen if we performed that experiment, and that's pretty gory. But it is the real universe, and we need to know about that sort of thing. Also, in those lectures, we talk about cosmic impacts and what role they've played in the history of life on Earth. The next set of three, we start at the beginning, the Big Bang, and move forward and present to you sort of the frontier of our understanding of the biggest questions of the cosmos. How did the universe get here? How has it evolved? How will the universe continue to evolve into the future? And we end on a set of three lectures which broadly refer to the search for life in the cosmos. It just so happens, anytime I'm on an airplane and someone finds out I'm an astrophysicist, I always get asked a series of questions, and the first one, 99 times out of 100, is there life elsewhere in the cosmos? So we've saved the best for last. We've saved the most enticing subjects for last, because everybody wants to know whether or not we're alone. And we'll tackle those subjects, and we'll do it broadly.